everybody has talked and been impressed with the play and the chances, but we've been on buses before and we've traveled with teams, and I'd love to know the mood of this group. I know losing sucks. How is everyone coping with it, including the coaching staff? You want to get results so desperately.
Yeah, you know, it's tough on everybody. I think, you know, as you guys said, anytime you're in an industry where, you know, you're evaluated by wins and losses, it's obviously very, very frustrating. But, you know, we've spoke with management. You know, the process is we want to try to become more of a complete team. You know, I listened to Pete Horacek's comments last night about chances. You know, we are getting opportunities to score. And, you know, unfortunately right now we're not getting a lot of puck luck around that net. And, you know, that's going to come at some point. But it's a frustrated group right now, and as coaches, you know, you really become psychologists when you go through situations like this. It's new for me. I've never been a part of anything like this either. So, you know, it's a learning process, and we're trying to stay as positive as possible.
Who can it be toughest on? The veterans have been there, done that. You don't have a lot of cup-winning experience amongst the players and deep playoff runs on players. I'd lump David Clarkson and say there's a guy who's gone to the Stanley Cup Finals. But is it harder on vets? Is it equally hard on young players who come in and they may have won in, you know what guys are like. They've won in junior. They've gone to tournaments. They've gone deep, and this is amazingly frustrating for them equally.
Yeah, it is. But you know what, guys? There have been more meetings. I can't even. If I had a dollar for every meeting that we've had, it's time now just to get back to work. And, you know, there's been a lot of positive meetings. There's been times where you've had to get at them and be more, you know, a little bit more stern with them. So we're at a situation now where we've just got to get more bodies to the net, more pucks to the net, and simplify our game. And when we were scoring all those goals, we know we were giving up 45 and 50 shots because, you know, we were a track meet hockey club, but we could score. And, you know, now we've tried to tighten things up a little bit. And as you said, you have to wonder sometimes, maybe we should just go back and open this thing back up. But when you play that style, we know you can't win a Stanley Cup. And that's the ultimate goal in this city, is to win a Stanley Cup. And we want to try to play the game the right way. And the guys, I think, are trying to buy into that.
I was going to ask you about that, because, yeah, that is the fan narrative. And we get lots of tweets and phone calls, and people didn't like the way this team played. But is there, how would you respond to someone saying, hey, we can see the method to the madness that was Randy Carlyle here, in the sense of, like, we were leading the National Hockey League in goals. It's not an easy thing to do. Is there a happy medium? Can you see the light at the end of that tunnel?
Well, you have to hope to, but when you play this style, you know, and Pete Horacek's coming from Nashville with Barry Trotz, who's now in Washington, and Washington is scoring. The challenge is you have to work harder for your goals. When you come back to your end, you're breaking out as a five-man unit. You know, you're not getting three guys caught below the goal line. You're always responsible. You're always above the puck. And I think, you know, the guys are doing their best to do that. The challenge is you have to work a whole lot harder to score, and you have to find ways to get pucks to the net. You've got to be willing to go to the blue paint in front of the other team's goalie and maybe take a few hacks and some whacks to score. So it's a process, but we need to find a way, you know, to create more offense. We know that as coaches, it's something we're working diligently on, and hopefully we'll have a little bit more puck luck and maybe bang two or three in here tonight.
Are there certain types of players that just aren't able to play this system? Is that a thing?
Well, you know, and again, I think it's a challenge for everybody. When, first of all, there's a coaching change. I think what that does then, it really shocks the players in the sense that, oh boy, okay, now this is back on us here now. So I think there's been that period with this group where, you know, Randy did an incredible job. He came to work every day. You know, he did everything he could to win for the city of Toronto. And now that he's gone, it's like, okay, guys, it's on us. And, you know, Pete, myself, you know, Chris Dennis, Steve Stauss, you know, we've tried to stay as positive as we can with these guys, but try to ensure that they've got to play more responsibly if they want to have long-term success. And that's what this is about. It's about long-term success. It's a part of the process, but it's tough. Some players have more difficult time. Some players are able to do it, but the challenge when you play a system like this, guys, is you have to work hard to score. And for some players, that's a challenge right now.
And so people use the phrase, they're putting the lines in a blender. Are you considering a lot of different combinations, even power play? Like I look and see Clarkson on the power play more, and I'm going, I get that nothing else is working, and I also get that he's struggled to convert on the power. Hey, everyone's struggling right now, but are you using that and saying we are dangling some carrots for ice time and opportunities, and we just need to see who's going to grab them? We don't care who it is.
No, and that's partly correct. You know, we scored two back-to-back goals on the power play. Nazem Kadri scored two goals with Clarkie at the net front and did a real nice job. And last night, you know, Pete Horchek is a guy that's going to reward players. He put an A on him last night. So, you know, I think with Dion out right now, we're trying to find different combinations. We'll try different things here again tonight. You know, a player like Cody Franson, you know, has a tremendous shot and a tremendous release. We've got to get him getting more pucks to the net, and Cody knows that. So it's just a matter of getting more pucks to the net. But like I said, for Pete Horchek, I can tell being around him every day, he's going to reward the players that work hard and compete hard, and that's what management wants as well.